And then a year later, there was another young man that was not too far away from the distance that was also shot and killed. And he was only 11 years old. And then you got Davon, you know. He gets out the car in front of his aunt's house, and the purpose for getting out the car was to get a charger, just to charge his phone, because his phone was dead. That's how he stays in contact with his other cousins. And he gets out the car, shots ring. He hits the ground, Crystal looking, saying, get up. And he don't get up, so she goes to see what's going on and realized that he was hit with one of the bullets that were being shot, you know, going in that direction. And she didn't realize it until she got over there.
Yeah, I mean, in these types of heartrending stories, there are at least five other families going through the very same thing right now. I want to put up this quote from Black Lives Matter D.C. and get your opinion on their side, because I know you're also in law enforcement. It says, quoting here, "That's our neighborhood. Your $533 million budget should be defunded because you can't keep us, our families, safe. D.C. Police Department was around when this happened. As usual, we're beyond fed up with the blood in our streets. How dare you ask Mayor Bowser for more money meant for prevention?" And I know we mentioned at the top that you have been involved in law enforcement and policing for much of your life. What do you respond to Black Lives Matter when they say things like that, sir?
Okay, and you're right. Most of my life I've been a guardian angel. I started doing this at the age of 14 in New York City. I came to D.C. and started the group when I was 19. I'm now 50. And 11 years ago, I started a special police company called Archangel Global Security Special Police in Washington, D.C., where we have full police powers. We are law enforcement on the properties that we work. Now, for that response, I don't agree. We can't take money from the police department. We need the police. You take the police from there, and we wind up having less police officers in the street, less detectives. It's not going to work. The crime is going to get worse.